This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. And as we do, I like to end the week just simply because I don't know what he writes anymore, because I don't look, because he comes here and we talk about it. And joining us once again is Dean Weingarten. And
glad
it's
to
been,
be here, Bill.
Yeah, well, it's been quite a while, but right there at the top of the page, you got another bear attack to add to the collection, huh?
Yes, and this is a very sad tale. A totally unprovoked bear attack. Could be predatory, I suppose. Pretty large bear up in Saskatchewan. It's a mother with two relatively young children, a 9-year-old and a 2-year-old, had flown in with her husband. The family went to a vacation spot, a remote cabin on a lake in Saskatchewan, Canada. She's outside on a satellite phone talking to her father, when suddenly her father, the conversation is interrupted and he just hears a gurgling noise. He tries to call back, but he doesn't get a response. And 7 minutes later, after he tries to call back, his son-in-law calls back and tells him that his daughter has just been attacked by a bear, and that he's tried to pepper spray the bear, but that it just made the bear more angry, and that he was able to get a gun from the cabin and shoot the bear twice and kill it and get it off the daughter. He then tried to do CPR, but it apparently was too late, and she was killed. She was apparently never aware that the bear was in the area. It appears to be a surprise attack from behind. And we don't know any more than that. There hasn't been an autopsy released. We know that the bear was a fairly large black bear, about 250 to 300 pounds, that it was in good shape. It wasn't hungry. Its stomach was full of blueberries. One Canadian official is reported to have told the husband. And so that's what happened. Now, we don't know how long it might have taken for the husband to attempt to use the bear spray and then give up and then retrieve a rifle and we don't know if it was a rifle or a shotgun. It almost certainly was not a handgun, because they're so hard to get a permit for in Canada. But probably was a rifle or a shotgun, and we don't know how long it took him to get it and load it and maybe stop the bear.
Let's do this. We're going to presume that this was a non-restricted firearm classified as such by Canada.
Right.
They have quite the list of the laundry list of things you have to comply with just to have the gun, don't they?
Oh, yes. It's not easy. You have to go through a class, and you have to pass the class. And then in most cases, the gun is required to be locked up, securely locked up, and the ammunition is required to be locked up in a separate container. So if they were complying with those requirements, you can imagine your wife is being attacked by this bear, pepper spray hasn't worked, and you have to get a key to unlock the gun. Maybe it has one of those gun locks on it as an alternative. They take even longer to undo than just an ordinary keyed lock. And then you have to unlock the ammunition, and then you have to put the ammunition in the gun before you can go back out and respond. Now, having looked at the most recent regulations, federal law in Canada, it's federal law that covers this, so it's the national law. There is an exception if you are in a remote wilderness location. If you're in a remote wilderness location, the gun and ammunition don't have to be locked up, but the gun can't be loaded. And we don't know what happened in this case if the gun and ammunition were locked up. And that seems to me a fairly recent change, but I haven't been able to determine when that exception went into effect.
Now,
so it's possible there was it wasn't locked up.
Now, this there's no way you can look at storing a gun that way and consider it ready for anything, unless it's a governmental inspection, compliance inspection.
In my opinion, this is what many of these gun storage laws, especially in other countries, are designed to do. They're designed to make it impossible to effectively defend yourself with a firearm. Now, I wrote about a case in Australia where a man was at a relatively remote farm, and an intruder knocks on the door and has, a knife in one hand and a pole in the other, and he has to yell to his wife to get the gun out, and he gets a .22 rifle, and he's able to subdue the person who's trying to break in with a .22 rifle without shooting, and the rifle isn't even loaded because, of course, it wasn't allowed to be loaded. Ammunition wasn't allowed to be next to it. And they prosecuted him what did they say? I think it was for his wife having access to the cabinet without having a license or something like that. Now, there was a tremendous uproar in Australia, and I think they backed off in that particular case. But it shows the mentality that they don't want people to be able to have firearms for self-defense. And they, in Australia, it's written right into the law that firearms are not to be considered, or self-defense or defense of your home is not to be considered a legitimate reason to have a firearm in Australia. Now, that's not the case in Canada. You don't have to give a particular reason to have a firearm in Canada, but they're working hard. They're trying to make it illegitimate to use firearms in self-defense in Canada. The people who don't want anyone to have a gun, I should say. There are many Canadians that support the right to have firearms and self-defense, but Canada is essentially a socialist country, and the socialists are working very hard to make sure that Canadians do not have that right.
Right. Yeah, I wonder how many people have died because of that law, because of that
I don't know.
Setting that they put in place.
There was another case over in the western side of Canada, let's see, British Columbia, maybe, I think. And in that case, and I wrote an article about it too, people lived in a remote area, and a mountain lion had been making aggressive attempts. The mountain lion was checking out whether these people would be considered prey or not. And so the husband looked into what it would take to get a firearm for defense against the mountain lion, and he decided that the paperwork and the red tape was so much that he wasn't going to bother with it. Instead, he bought a boar spear off of...
Let's do this. We're going to hold it at the boar spear. I want to hear the rest of this, and then we got to get into this analysis you did out of Kenosha. You can find Dean's stuff by going to ammoland.com. Look under all contributors. Look for Dean Weingarten. He's in the middle on the left-hand side, WEINGARTEN. You can join everybody else who reads him, because more people read his stuff than anybody else. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten, although I sound horrible. And we were talking about this incident, and you were following up with some other stories that sort of tie into that. So let's finish right. That up real quick.
Right. There was it was in Canada in 2013, and what happened was that this couple in a remote location had a mountain lion that was appearing to check them out as potential prey. And the husband looked into what it would take to get a firearm for self-defense, but the red tape was so horrendous he decided it would take too long, so he bought a boar spear made by Cold Steel. And what happened is he leaned the boar spear up against the side of the cabin, and a couple days later he hears this scream and he realizes it's his wife. Correctly believing she is being attacked, he grabs the spear and he runs to her, and a mountain lion has her down and is trying to kill her, and he is able to stab the lion with the boar spear and get it off his wife, and the lion retreats a few yards and falls over dead. And so that's what happened. And let's see, it shows you how far Canada has regressed when its citizens have to resort to using spears to defend themselves against mountain lions. Now, not that a boar spear can't be a very effective weapon, but it's much preferable to have a firearm than it is a boar spear to defend yourself against nasty wild animals that are trying to kill you.
Well, it's sort of pathetic you have to do that because you can't do anything else.
Yes, and it may be, this incident may be one of those things where they loosened up a little bit on the requirements for storing firearms in remote wilderness locations. So it appears that if you're in a remote wilderness location, you have a little more leeway. Another way to look at that, of course, is that the tribes, or as they call them, First Nations in Canada, probably were telling the RCMP to go ignore them because they're not going to pay any attention to these ridiculous regulations when they're out in the middle of nowhere. I doubt if very many of those villages out in the Great Canadian North have gun safes in them with their shotguns and rifles all locked up and the ammunition locked up separate.
Right. Right, right, right.
Would you like to go on to the?
Let's talk Kenosha now. You did a breakdown on this. Your article basically says it's a analysis of defensive shootings in Kenosha. Now, young Kyle Rittenhouse, he's now in jail, I take it?
He appears to be in custody in Illinois. His hometown is about 12 or 15 miles away from Kenosha, just across the border in Illinois. And there is, the latest I have heard is that they have set up, now that he's got a high-powered legal team working for him, the latest I heard, he's got an extradition hearing that is scheduled for the 25th of September. And he probably won't appear there in person. He'll have representation there, and they'll decide on some terms of extradition. If there's, I don't know if he's in custody right now, because if I was his attorney, one of the first things I'd be doing would be getting him before a judge and asking for bail.
Sure.
He's a teen. He's claiming self-defense. There's plenty of evidence that it was justified self-defense. He's not a flight risk. He lives in a stable family in the community, and you should be able to get him out on bail at a reasonable amount. So I haven't heard that yet, but that's what I would be doing. So I can't say for certain if he is still in custody. But he has not been transferred to Wisconsin yet, and I would certainly want to get this 17-year-old boy out of the general jail population expeditiously. I don't know if they'd put him in the general jail population or if he's in some form of juvenile detention, possibly.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I'm very curious about this. Was he in legal possession of an AR-15?
Well, that's in dispute. We don't know. In the charging document, the criminal complaint, which is now available online, they charge him with illegal possession of a firearm, a dangerous weapon. Firearms are included in that, except if they're antique firearms, which is interesting in Wisconsin, for a person under the age of 18. But a person who's under the age of 18 can be in possession of firearms if they're with a supervising adult in Wisconsin. And there's some accounts I've read, nothing that is definitive, that adults were with him for most of the time. The person who was closest and who did some of the filming and is a witness when he shot, when the first person killed was shot, says that there was an adult that was apparently a male of about 30 years old who was with Kyle Rittenhouse just a few minutes before the shooting occurred. So if he had adult supervision, he may have been legally possessing the firearm in Wisconsin. We don't know for sure, certain, but the criminal complaint claims that he was not legally in possession of the firearm, that he was violating the law by doing so because he wasn't 18 years old.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. He lives in Illinois. Now, could he legally possess it in Illinois?
Now, that's another thing that is uncertain. I have read that minor can be in possession of a firearm if they are given it by a person who holds a
gifted
firearms owner identification card who is a member, you know, a parent or a guardian or something like that.
Right.
But I've also heard that he obtained the rifle in Wisconsin. So there's many uncertainties here, and it isn't completely clear cut.
Yeah. A few things to unwind there. Now, based upon
what
I saw of the kid, though, earlier, we're coming up on the next break, but based on what I saw of him, earlier in the day, he was trying to get graffiti off the wall of a school. He was out there assisting. Prior to this, he was interviewed. They were there to support BLM. They were in solidarity.
And to protect local businesses.
Yeah.
There's other accounts
that's the problem.
That claim
that
one or both
problem.
Parents drove him up there.
Yeah. Hang on for me, if you would, for those of you who are interested in looking at this article, because I haven't dived into it yet, but we're about to. You can find this and over 1,500 more articles at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says it's up to lawmakers to help struggling Americans during the coronavirus pandemic. Meadows, speaking to reporters outside the White House, says there's an impasse with Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on COVID-19 aid.
Wouldn't $1.3 trillion of aid that goes largely to agreed upon and shared goals of helping people that are hurting the most, $1.3 trillion of aid she said no to. She would rather have zero and keep it at 2.2.
The granddaughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is condemning police brutality and gun violence. The 12-year-old spoke at today's March on Washington, saying her generation hopes to fulfill her grandfather's dreams of equality and justice for all. 57 years ago, King gave his speech from the same location. This is USA Radio News. The Illinois teen charged with killing two Kenosha riders had his extradition hearing scheduled for Friday pushed back to September 25th. The 17-year-old faces five felony charges, including first-degree murder. The teen, among several people there to protect people's businesses that nights before had been rioted and looted. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says the death toll due to Hurricane Laura is now up to 10.
Four of those were from trees falling on homes. One individual drowned in his boat. And then we've had five carbon monoxide poisonings.
The Democratic governor saying a few big issues going forward include getting the lights on and water flowing.
There are 82 water systems that are down in Louisiana right now. That's a real problem when you have electricity and water systems down.
President Trump set to visit the area on Saturday. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we're talking about Kyle Rittenhouse and the what he finds himself in the middle of now.
Yes, and another thing that I don't know whether it'll happen, but it sounds like he has very competent legal assistance, is that I think that from the very beginning they should bring up the potential illegality, unconstitutionality of the Wisconsin law, because it doesn't allow any legal possibilities for using defensive firearms by people under the age of 18, even though the Wisconsin Constitution clearly states that people have a right to use firearms for self-defense and any other legal purpose. And I can't think of a more important part of the right than for self-defense. So I would include that, if it were me, in early defense, so that at least it could be brought up later if it was needed for appeal. So it's,
another question I have is, like, we had the incident, I guess it was in Texas, where the kid found the AR-15 at his parents' house. They were being home invaded, and he was like 15 years old. And
right.
He employed the AR-15 and repelled the home invaders.
Yeah.
So is it legal for a person of any age who is competent with the instrument to defend themselves in the event that they find there to be a need to defend themselves? That'd be my first question.
Well, it depends on the state. There's a lot of variation by state. In the late 1990s, I think it was around 96 or 7, as I recall, the Clinton administration put a push on to push states to make it illegal for minors to have firearms, except in very restricted circumstances. Now, some states passed laws to this effect to prevent minors from having access to firearms or from legally having firearms, and other states did not. In Alaska, for example, you can carry firearms around, I think, from the age of about 16, maybe even younger. In Arizona, we passed a law. There wasn't any age restriction, but then as Clinton pushed this initiative, we passed a law in Arizona restricting when and under what circumstances minors could carry firearms. So most of this goes back to a push by the Clinton administration to try to make it illegal for minors to have firearms in most cases. So what I see, though, is prosecutors, if a minor uses a firearm to defend themselves or their home, they usually just don't prosecute because it's a losing situation. They just don't think it's a just situation that when a minor has showed themselves to be capable of defending themselves and others, and they do so, that to prosecute them for then having possession of a firearm would be an unjust situation. So in most situations, most prosecutors simply won't prosecute under those circumstances. That's been my experience watching self-defense cases for the past 6 or 7 years pretty intensely.
So, all the things that he did, all the shots that he took, were all justifiable.
Well, they appear to me to be clearly justified.
Yeah.
And I read the criminal complaint, and I'm going, where are you coming up with these charges? Because even in all three, basically, it's laughable the way they describe the situation. They talk about the evidence in the first shooting that this guy is, the person he shot, is chasing him, and they call it following him, even though they're both running. And then they say he throws something at him, which then they claim was a plastic bag. Well, it's impossible for an empty plastic bag to describe the arc through the air that the object he threw took. There had to be something inside the bag. And then even in the complaint, they say that the person who was shot, who happens to be a convicted sex offender, was trying to grab the rifle from him when he was shot. These are clear elements of self-defense. I mean, Kyle Rittenhouse clearly was attempting to disengage and get away from these people who were chasing him, and the one who was closest, and he gets, there's a shot from somewhere else, it appears, and it appears that that's when he turns around. The video is kind of blocked in this case. You can't see it real well.
Well, the whole thing that started, according to the timeline I've read, and you tell me if this correlates with what you've heard.
Sure.
They were in a little cluster group because they had been marching and then they stopped in front of a gas station, the little libertarian armed group that was there. Then the vandals and the rioters showed up and they took umbrage because, you know, these guys have been marching with the protesters, but when Antifa showed up, they took umbrage at them for being there to keep them from vandalizing and rioting. And they tried to back away from them, and then they separated, and this kid was out there solo then. And he was trying to run away from that guy that they say threw a Molotov cocktail. And I got to tell you something, Dean. If somebody throws a Molotov cocktail at me, or they're trying to throw a Molotov cocktail at me, and I can get a shot off in him, I'm going to get a few shots off in him.
It doesn't appear that it was a Molotov cocktail.
Okay.
From the video, and I've looked at it a couple times, it's unclear exactly what it is.
Right.
But the police have access to more video, and then they say they follow up afterwards. It appears to me now that it was probably something hard and heavy inside a plastic bag. And it's like the old coins in a sock trick. You know, if you have a roll of coins, fairly heavy inside a sock, it makes a pretty good weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on to the sock.
They do something, they like to throw something they call milkshakes, which is concrete.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it can be. I mean, it's one of the possibilities. And so say you have a 16-ounce can of peas inside a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And you
weaponize vegetables.
Use a plastic bag to get leverage and swing it. That makes a pretty good imitation of a mace.
Yeah.
So I don't know what was inside the bag. But I'm pretty sure it was something in there that would do a lot of damage if it hit you with sufficient velocity. So that I'm supposing, I'd like to see somebody actually on the scene try to figure out what was inside the bag. Now, some of the tricks that can be used is to have ice in the bag. You know, hard frozen ice. And then, you know, a couple hours later, it's just melted and only the bag is there. Whether that happened in this case, I don't know. I suspect something more durable like a canned good or a brick or something like that was in the bag. But it really doesn't matter because he didn't hit him with the bag and he was still 15, 20 feet behind him when he threw it. But the thing is, then he runs up to him and he attempts to get the rifle from him. Well, you're running from people who have threatened you, and this guy had actually said to the group of people who were there before, and presumably Kyle was with them, he said, shoot me, and he used the N-word.
Yeah.
Shoot me. I mean, that is a pretty threatening thing to do. And then he runs up and he tries to grab the rifle from him. Well, you know, when somebody who is acting very aggressively tries to disarm you, that's a deadly threat.
Yeah. Hang on for me. Coming up on the break, we'll finish this on the other side. Catch Dean Stuff at Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We're taking a close look at this this Kyle Rittenhouse event that occurred in Kenosha. Did you see this that came out of on Twitter? Dean? You still got Dean? Come on, turn Dean up. Oh, goodness gracious. Anyway, the last guy that shot or tried to shoot him, his name is Gage Grosskreutz. Talked about him earlier. Where's Dean? We got Dean? I'm sure Dean is hearing. I'm sure you're hearing me right now.
I am hearing it very well.
Okay.
To talk to you.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, you weren't turned up. You're there. There you are.
Did you
see what came out on Twitter?
Yes. Well, some of the things about you were talking about the one of the people who was pursuing him had a pistol in his hand when Kyle shot him.
His name is Gage Grosskreutz.
Yeah, I understand he's a convicted felon.
Yeah, he said he told one of his friends when he was at the hospital and they figured out they could save his arm. He said he regrets not being able to kill him. And I'm just, it's this kind of stuff. I mean, this is going to make Nicholas Sandman, that kid who that sued CNN and all these guys over that picture they made out of him, is going to make his settlement seem like chump change because they're coming after this kid hard, and at the same time, mountains of evidence.
Unsupported claims. They're calling it murder already when there hasn't been any trial. There hasn't been any conviction, and when all the evidence seems to point toward justifiable self-defense, if you look at what happened, you talked about the one attacker who had a pistol, and his name is not all that easy to remember. If you'd say it again,
Grosskreutz.
Gainsworth or something like that?
Gage Grosskreutz.
Grosskreutz, right.
Yeah.
So what happens is after he shoots the first guy who's trying to disarm him, other people come up and he takes off. He's obviously in fear of his life. Takes off running. He's going down a street. There are numerous people chasing him. We don't know exactly how many. At least 6 that I could count, and I think there were more just out of the screen. And somebody runs up behind him and takes a swing at him and connects with his head. Somewhat. He knocks the hat off anyway. And Kyle continues a few more steps, and then he trips, and he goes down. And he manages to recover. He's on his back, and he starts to come up a little bit. He's got control of the rifle. And at least two of the people that have been pursuing him are deterred, and they stop and back off a little bit. But while he's doing that, a third person, well, actually three different people, are coming at him. A third person's coming from behind and tries to do a flying kick or a stomping attack at him, but he hears or senses that, and it, from what I've read, you can't really tell on the video that well. He fires two shots. They say that he doesn't hit this guy who's trying to do the flying kick attack, which is a big guy, but he goes down on the other side of Kyle, and he gets up just a little bit later, and you can see him limping off. He's clearly limping as he goes off. And I wonder if there might, one of the bullets might have connected peripherally with one of his legs, you know, probably not solidly, but maybe peripherally, and just did a little skin or something, because he's clearly limping as he leaves the scene. But before he leaves the scene, as he goes down on the concrete, a second attacker in this coordinated attack is running at him with a skateboard. And he tries to strike Kyle in the head with the skateboard, but he manages to hit him on the neck and shoulder, and then he's grappling with Kyle for the rifle. When Kyle manages to get a shot go off, or it's his hand, as they're grappling for the rifle, his trigger fingers pulls on it, which would be natural too, and he shoots that. That fellow gets shot in the body, and he is staggers a couple feet away, and as he's staggering away, the third person in this coordinated attack is running up with a pistol in his hand, and that's Grosskreutz.
Yep.
And as the shot goes off, stopping the second attacker, Kreutz is taken aback, and he stops, and then Kyle has a rifle on him, and Kreutz is stopped there, but then Kreutz comes at him again with the pistol in his hand, and that's when Kyle hits him, shoots again, and hits him in the right arm.
Right. He had his hands up like he was surrendering.
Yeah, except then he moves in on him. You know,
yeah.
He's not actually surrendering. Obviously a false sort of surrender.
No, his goal was to get close enough to shoot him point blank in the head.
Well, that it appears that way to me, but I wasn't in his head. But to me, it's impossible to watch the video and to claim. I mean, in the criminal complaint, they say the first attacker, it's obviously a jump, flying kick, or stomping attack, depending on how you want to describe it. They say he approached Kyle and jumped over it. I mean, and then they say the guy with the skateboard, they say the skateboard made contact with Kyle's neck and shoulder while the guy with the skateboard is trying to grab the rifle with his left hand.
It's
the most absurd thing. It's as if it's perfectly natural when somebody has a rifle and trips and goes down in the street that you run at him with a skateboard, try to hit him in the head with the skateboard, and that's, you know, you're not doing anything wrong, you understand? It's just what you would ordinarily do.
Happens to me all the time.
Yeah. And then after, he's defeated these three attackers in the coordinated attack, the total time lapse from the first guy jumping at him to shooting the third guy is probably no more than 5 seconds.
It wasn't a minute. It wasn't a total elapsed time of a minute.
No, no, way less than a minute.
Yeah.
Because you can see the first attacker is down on the street, just down, as the second attacker has already contacted Kyle's neck and shoulder with the skateboard. So that's just like a second. And then as the second attacker is staggering off, Grosskreutz is approaching with the pistol and has just stopped. And then there's just that little pause where Kyle shows great restraint and does not shoot this attacker armed with a pistol immediately, but then he moves in and Kyle shoots him. So I don't think it's We'll be able to look at the video and get the exact time, but I'd say maybe 5 or 6 seconds from beginning to end.
Yeah, it was quick. It was quick. So this guy with the pistol, you're saying he was a convicted felon? Is somebody going to charge him with possession of a firearm?
I'm working on that article, but so far nobody has. And the first guy that attacked...
How are they going to ignore that?
Well, because they're a prosecutor and they're playing politics is what it sounds like to me. And the first guy that attacked, actually the second one, but the first one in this coordinated attack that attacked him by running and doing this flying kick slash stomp attack on him, nobody's identified him yet. I think he might have some kind of a gunshot wound. I wonder if anybody has checked the hospitals to see if anybody checked in with a gunshot wound. This guy, you don't see his face very well, but, you know, it looks like if he's from the neighborhood, he might well be identified. And why isn't he being charged for aggravated assault?
Well, they were swarming him. They were swarming him, and he was trying to give up. So, I mean,
exactly.
You know. I'm waiting to see how this comes out, just simply because this is going to set a precedent. But, I mean, if they were to
The idea of a disparity of force where you have multiple attackers, and in this case, you've got multiple attackers armed with weapons.
Yeah, all
one
kinds
guy
of
with
stuff.
A skateboard, another guy with a pistol.
Yeah.
The other guy's using his feet in a kicking stomp attack.
And we're going to leave it there?
Down on the street. He's not up in fighting stance or anything. He's down. It is.
We'll have to pick this up Wednesday. We're going to have to pick this up Wednesday because we have run out of time. This is compelling stuff. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It is always a pleasure, Bill.
Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.